As promised, we're joined now on the Sports Ticket by KCTV5 Sports Director Danny Welniak to talk Chiefs as they get ready for their playoff matchup against the Cleveland Browns. And Danny is now a mom, and she's glowing even more. You can just see it through the radio, which makes no sense because you can't see anything through a radio. Danny, how you doing, and congratulations.
Liz, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And I also appreciate your good words of advice as I try to navigate through parenthood. So, little one is a little over 3 months now, and she's been fantastic. So I'm counting my blessings right now. Going back to work has been difficult, but you know we are navigating that as well, and it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to what lies ahead.
It is the beginning of a new adventure, no doubt about it. And wish you luck with parenthood. As you said, you're back to work and getting ready for the big showdown for the Chiefs and the Browns, just like everybody had drawn it up. The Browns without their head coach, shorthanded, go out to Pittsburgh, and they're up 28-0 at the end of the first quarter, and then kind of hung on to win. I don't know what you think about this matchup. That's why I'm going to ask you here in just a moment. For me, this is the one team I looked at the playoffs. The Colts worried me a little bit. The Ravens worry me a little bit. The Titans, they worry me, but their defense didn't worry me. I thought the best two defenses the Chiefs could go up against would be the Titans defense and the Browns defense. And, of course, the Steelers were the one team I think I wanted the most. And, of course, the Chiefs couldn't possibly play them in the divisional round. I personally feel really good about this matchup, which means the Chiefs are going to lose and I'm a moron. But I really like this matchup because Cleveland defensively, I just don't see them matching up. And everybody's worried about the Chiefs against their running game. And what Chiefs fans who are freaking out about this matchup don't realize is the Browns have to match up with the Chiefs too.
Mm-hmm. That is a very, very good point. For me, I like this matchup too. I think it is definitely one of the few or two, I think, that I preferred. I liked with how the Chiefs matched up against the Colts. I thought that could have been a good matchup. And I definitely like the way the Browns look. Defensively, I think Mahomes and company can just pick them apart. Their secondary was missing a few guys because of COVID-19 protocols last week. But even at full strength, I think that they're still kind of one of the weaker secondaries in the National Football League. You mentioned that Chiefs Kingdom and a lot of fans are worried about the rushing attack. Maybe I'm a little bit worried about Kareem Hunt and what he wants to prove come Sunday and it being a revenge game for him. And just, you know, he said that it's personal to him. I don't think that it necessarily means that he feels like he was slighted by Andy Reid and the Chiefs organization, but I do think that it's a really important game for him just to prove that he can get to the Super Bowl or he can, you know, be a big contributing factor to his hometown team even after all of the events that have unfolded in his life and placed him in Cleveland. So I think that is kind of a false narrative because, yeah, the Chiefs' run defense hasn't been great this season, but look at last year's playoff run when the Chiefs went up against the Titans and Derrick Henry ran all over them and they still were able to win that game. So I don't necessarily think the run defense is indicative of a win or a loss. So I like the way that this team matches up with Kansas City, and I do think, I agree with you, Wade, I think they end up pulling it out. Even if you think you jinxed it, I think the Chiefs come out on top of this one for sure.
Yeah, that Titan game in the playoffs, you know, Derrick Henry ran the ball very well in the first half, but then the second half they shut him down, and he was held to, I think it was 61 or 62 yards rushing. So the Chiefs are capable of slowing down the running game, and I think, you know, Chris Jones and Frank Clark, that they have to take it to another level here come playoff time based on what they did during the regular season. That's just my opinion on that. But we talk about the running game with Chubb and Hunt. Here's the thing I think people are misunderstanding. That football has changed. That, you know, yes, it used to be you have to run the football to be successful. The Chiefs run the ball occasionally. They don't run it a ton. And guess what? They went 14-2. And you look at the last few times the Chiefs have played the Ravens, the last three times. The Ravens have run the ball very well. They had 200 yards rushing a couple times. Derrick Henry had a huge game against the Chiefs in Tennessee last year, and the Chiefs still should have won the game. So it's, to me, everybody gets caught up in the rushing statistics. The bottom line is, if the Chiefs defense holds you to field goals, you can go up and down the field. Yeah, time of possession is important, but guess what? The Chiefs are going to get the ball. They have to for at least a few possessions every game. You have to score touchdowns against the Chiefs, and if the Chiefs defense bends a lot but holds them to field goals, I think the rushing statistics are somewhat misleading.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think that it's, you mentioned this before, I do think it's a matter of just keeping up with the Chiefs. And I know that we saw it in the draft this past year on how a lot of teams in the AFC West started building up their offenses and trying to find weapons just so that you could keep up with the Chiefs, because the defense, all the defense has to do is make a few stops or keep teams to field goals, and you're just not going to be able to keep up with Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce, and Sammy Watkins, and what they've been able to do this season has been spectacular and breaking records. So, yeah, good luck keeping up with them, because even if you can grind it out or keep it on the ground and try to force Kansas City into an ugly game, the Chiefs can strike within a matter of seconds, and all you have to do is blink, and all of a sudden Tyreek Hill's in the end zone, and you find yourself within range or very close or even in a bit of a deficit when you're going up against this Legion of Zoom.
It is funny how I see Chiefs fans freaking out about it. We haven't faced a 1-2 combination like this in a rushing attack this year. Wow. Guess what? The Browns haven't faced an offense even close to what the Chiefs possess. And the best offenses the Browns have played this year, the Ravens, they gave up 38 and 47 points in those two games. They gave up 35 to the Titans, and they gave up 30 and 34 to the Bengals. So you can't tell me they're going to come in and slow down this Chiefs offense. I have a hard time believing it. But what about the flip the switch thing? I brought this up in the middle of the season, and it kind of was that way the rest of the year. When the Chiefs played really good teams, they raised their level, and they won games on the road against really, really good teams, the Saints, the Bucs, the Dolphins, the Ravens, the Bills. But they played down their competition. They were very fortunate to beat the Falcons, and they had a few other scares in there. The Carolina Panthers was another one. Do you believe the Chiefs are so good that they can flip that switch? And what happens if they don't flip that switch soon enough in the playoffs? Can they still overcome it? Because they did last year, 24-0.
Yeah.
They flipped a switch, and then they did it in every game, for crying out loud. Do you think this team is that type of team where they just can flip a switch and step up their game when they have to?
Anyone who doubts their ability to flip the switch obviously did not watch the postseason last year.
Yeah.
Because you cannot tell me that you watched those games and thought, there's, you know, now coming into this season, okay, there's no way these guys come back from deficits. If they get out to a slow start, there's no way they win. But they have the ability to flip a switch. And I think, I mean, a lot of people have brought up the idea that maybe they take these opportunities to work on things or to get better in certain areas and use those games to improve what they can take into the postseason by Andy Reid keeping a lot of things close to the best. He doesn't necessarily open up that playbook unless he feels like he has to. And then once you get into the playoffs, it's a whole completely different level of what he unveils, what the offense is capable of. And so I think with a lot of those lower-level teams, they know that they can beat them, so they don't have to necessarily show all of their cards. And I think that's a very strategical point of Andy Reid's ability to coach, is that he knows that he doesn't have to show everything, and I think the players feed off of that whenever they're going up against competition like that. And don't fight the Falcons too much, because their offense was really good this year, but they just found ways to lose games. So it was just kind of the Falcons doing Falcon things, which is not great, but you know, it is what it is.
Right.
But, yeah, so I do think that this team has the ability to flip a switch, and I know that going into the playoffs, it's just a whole other level. And around that locker room, everybody keeps telling each other, you know, it's dynasty or bust. It's not just Super Bowl or bust. It's dynasty or bust. So expectations are multiple Super Bowls, or it's a failure of a season.
Wow. KCTV5 Sports Director Danny Welnack, our guest today on the Sports Ticket. I have always been a big fan of Baker Mayfield. I know he's immature at times at Oklahoma there and at Texas Tech before that, but I love how he plays. It's going to be hard for me to watch this game because I love Mahomes, of course. I love what Baker does on the field. And I think there's an interesting thing to point out is that, you know, against the Ravens, the Chiefs saw Lamar Jackson very mobile, and they have a rushing attack. But Baker is a better passer, in my opinion, than Lamar Jackson. And Baker, they picked the right times to use him to get first down in what looks like running situations for Hunt or Chubb. How concerned are the Chiefs worried about Baker Mayfield's mobility? Because we know he can hurt you in the passing game. He's really improved this year. But he can really hurt you because they have some well-timed run plays designed for Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm. So the Chiefs went up against Baker during his rookie season back in 2018, and it was Patrick Mahomes' first season as a full-time starting quarterback. And Baker was able to do all of those things that you said as well. He has vastly improved since then, and he has a lot more guys around him. That defense has improved as well. But he still was able to put up quite a bit of points. So that, I say that, but the Chiefs defense was also the Chiefs defense of old and hadn't been revamped yet, right, with Steve Spagnuolo and the crew. So I think that the Chiefs are well aware of what Baker brings to the table and that he is potent, both as a passer, and he is very mobile too. Not to the extent of Lamar, like you mentioned, but he's still incredibly deadly if he can get outside of the pocket. So and get into some open space and move around with his feet. So to be able to have that combination of the two-pronged running attack with him as well is something that the Chiefs are very aware that they have to be able to stop, and they have to be able to contain Baker and utilize those defensive ends to make sure that he doesn't get too much freedom to be able to have the time to go through all of his progressions. So I think that's going to be the big goal. You mentioned as well, Wade, that it's got to be, you know, Frank Clark and Chris Jones have to step up in this game, and I think that's ever more true against a guy like Baker.
All right, give us an update on the injuries. You know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, is he going to be able to go this weekend? Mitchell Schwartz, you know, hasn't played for a very long time. Willie Gay was banged up in the final regular season game. Eric Fisher's been battling a back issue. It sounds like Hitchens will be back after, you know, perhaps having COVID. What can you tell us about some of these key guys going in this game on Sunday and their health?
Well, I think the really good news is that they've had pretty much, it's going to be pretty much a total of 3 weeks for a lot of these guys to be able to heal up and get ready to go. I think everyone, from what I've heard, it sounds like everyone's going to be relatively good to go besides, I haven't heard anything about Mitchell Schwartz, and I think that's the one thing that a lot of people are keeping their eyes on, is that they had hoped that he would be back for the playoffs, but obviously back injuries with offensive linemen, and especially with a guy like that who's been an Iron Man, can sometimes be a little bit scary and something you don't want to mess with. So I'll be interested to see the injury report that comes out today regarding Schwartz. I think, but from what I've heard regarding just about everybody else, it sounds like they're optimistic about Clyde Edwards-Helaire coming back for the playoffs, which would be amazing to have both him and Le'Veon Bell in, as more of a tandem, because we haven't really been able to see both of them at the same time at their full potential. But from what we've heard, I mean, it sounds relatively optimistic, but we'll get more of an update this afternoon.
All right, time for your prediction here. You know, Andy Reid's 23-3 coming off a bye week. He's 6-0 with Mahomes as a quarterback on a bye week. The Browns aren't afraid to go for it on 4th-and-5, 4th-and-6, 4th-and-7. Part of that is they don't have a kicker that can kick long distance. Cody Parkey's not a reliable kicker, which I think is a big advantage for the Chiefs, but also allows the Browns to be more aggressive. You know, at the 31-yard line, they're not going to settle for a 48, 49-yard field goal. They're probably going to go for it. And I think they may push the envelope and know that in order to score and beat the Chiefs, we got to go for it, which will put pressure on the Chiefs' defense. Yeah. But what are your thoughts? What's the prediction here? The Chiefs favored by, I think, 9.5.
Mm-hmm. In my opinion, so the Browns pretty much won their Super Bowl against the Steelers in the wild card round. They won their first playoff game in more than two decades. There is a lot of emotional strain and a lot of wear and tear on a team that has to go through something like that. And you come in very, very confident against the number one seed like the Chiefs, who, as amazing as they look on film and look on TV, it is nothing compared to how good they are in person and those matchups that Andy Reid can create in the postseason. So I think that it's going to be very reflective of the Texans game from last season, in that they are going to be emotionally drained coming in. Could they come out to a quick lead? I think that's very possible if the Chiefs are a little bit rusty coming off these nice 2 weeks of rest and relaxation. But I definitely think the Chiefs come out and just dominate this one. I think it's a great matchup for them, and they want to get to Tampa. So I'm going to say that they end up taking this one by 2.5 touchdowns.
All right, so like 17 point. I got 41-31, yep. So like 41-24, something like that.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, we'll go with that. We'll put it into the lock vault over here. All right, time for the off-the-wall question. The biggest surprise to come from motherhood so far for you is what?
Okay, this is going to sound very strange, but balancing work and having to pump. So a lot of people out there don't understand, like, the whole breastfeeding thing. It's a crazy whole new world. And so having to balance work while also pumping and making sure that the baby gets enough food is crazy. But I also, like, did not realize how much I would just melt every time she smiles. So she's got me already wrapped around that little finger of hers.
That's pretty awesome. Absolutely awesome. Hey, I want to go rewind real quick. Who do you think that used to play in the AFC title game, Bills or Ravens?
Ooh, Ravens, for sure. I love the Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes rematch.
I think we'll get the game just a year later than we anticipated. I agree with you to an extent there. And then who do you think the Chiefs play in the Super Bowl? Because I assume you're going to have the Chiefs beating the Ravens.
For sure. I think they face the New Orleans Saints again. I think that Drew Brees will be back to 100%. And, yeah, the Chiefs came out with the win the first time around when they faced the Saints, but Brees was just coming back from his injury for the first time, and I don't think they saw the best possible quarterback they could in one of the best that played the game. So I think you're going to see a Saints-Chiefs rematch in the Super Bowl.
I hope you're wrong, because a buddy of mine, he's from Nebraska, him and I, we make our playoff picks and Super Bowl picks before the year, and we have a case of pop, as we like to call it, on this thing. And I had the Chiefs and Seahawks in the Super Bowl before the year. He had the Chiefs-Saints. I need the Saints to lose and the Chiefs to make it, and then I get my case of pop. So I'm hoping your prediction's half wrong. How's that?
Hey, you know what? That's okay. I will take that. I can appreciate rooting for some vested interest.
If you can get the Saints to lose for me, if you have that much power, okay, then maybe I can send a few pops to you. How's that?
I think that sounds great. I will use as much mental capacity as I can to support that.
Now, you got to save it for being a mom. No, don't worry about me out here. Hey, Danny, always a pleasure and a treat to have you on the show. And once again, congratulations on being a mom. And we'll talk to you again down the line, all right?
Sounds great. Wade, thank you so much. And go Chiefs.
Absolutely. Danny Welniak, sports director, KCTV5 in Kansas City. Join us today on The Ticket.